This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 193, How to Borrow Money in English Correctly.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation with your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel from Boston, USA.
Don't let bad English grammar stand between you and borrowing money from your friends. Learn how to do it right in today's episode.
Hey guys, remember, your English is a Porsche. And if you want to keep tuning up your Porsche, if you want to know all of the top 15 fixes today, go straight to allearsenglish.com/top15 and you can get that in a free ebook right away.
Hey Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey Gabby, feeling great today, and you?
Oh, I'm doing great, thank you very much.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I wanted to tell you something kind of interesting about my new life in Tokyo.
Oh my God, what's that? What's happening in Tokyo?
Yeah, I'm learning about a difference in the way of life here. And that's that Japan is really a cash-based society. Back in Boston, I never carried more than, say, $40 or $50 in cash because you don't have to, right? You can use a credit card.
Yeah, you're usually too lazy to go to the ATM. I don't like to go to the ATM.
It's just not necessary, right? And I think, like, I used to worry about, like, oh, maybe I'll lose the cash, or like, oh, what if I lose my wallet and I have a bunch of cash in it? Anyway, those are my irrational fears. So now that I'm in Japan, I have to use cash everywhere. Like, I tried to pay cash for some sushi. I was getting sushi to go the other night for dinner, and they wouldn't take a credit card, so I had to pay
cash. Crazy.
I went to a donut cafe. I wanted to buy a donut. And I know it's kind of silly to buy a donut with a credit card, but they didn't take a credit card either. So I had to pay cash. And so many things, like, transportation. I can't buy a train ticket with a credit card like you can.
Really? You can't buy it at the machine, like swipe your card and then you get your monthly pass?
No.
Geez, I actually forgot that about Japan. I guess that's true when I was living there too. I used to use cash a lot. I don't think I even had a credit card.
So I ran out of cash so quickly that the other day when I went out to lunch with my coworkers, I was so embarrassed. I couldn't get money at that time. And so I had to ask my coworker if I could borrow some cash from her.
Ooh, that is embarrassing. Did she lend it to you? Did she lend you the cash?
She did. She did. She said, it's totally fine. You can borrow cash. No big deal. I can lend you money until we get paid or until whenever. And I said, okay. Of course, I'm going to pay you back tomorrow. I just need to borrow this money for lunch. You know, I don't like to borrow money.
But luckily your colleagues like to lend money.
Yes, luckily they do.
But you better be careful you don't ask too many times, right? I mean,
because it's annoying, right? It can be annoying if you ask too often to borrow something, especially money.
Yeah, because they're going to start walking in the opposite direction when they see you coming up to them.
Stay away. She just wants to borrow money all the time. Yeah. Well, and it's hard. I think cash flow is hard when you move to a new place, so you have to be really aware of your budget. So
absolutely, you
know,
to be careful there.
Avoid having to borrow too much money. Have you ever asked someone to, like, borrow money? Or when's the last time you asked someone to borrow something from
them? I guess I've borrowed money from my brother because even though he's younger, he's more successful than me.
Well, success is relative now. I think you're a very successful person.
Well,
perhaps
thank you.
He had a bigger paycheck at
one
point.
Let's say monetary. Really successful,
nice.
Let's see, what else have I borrowed? I'm not sure. Primarily just money. You know, once in a while, maybe I'll borrow some clothes from a friend who's more fashionable, right? If I have a friend who knows what to wear.
Do your friends ever ask to borrow things from you? Do you ever lend things to people?
Not really. I don't have much to lend.
I think let's see. Someone asked if they could borrow my umbrella the other day. It was raining, so I lent them my umbrella.
Okay, that's a good one. So you lent your umbrella. That's a good one. Yeah, maybe boots for the weather if it's raining too. Sure. Something like that. Galoshes.
Rain boots, yeah. Yeah. Those are common things to lend to your friends.
Another common thing is to lend a book to someone. So if you have a friend who wants to read a book and you have the book and they don't, they borrow it from you.
Didn't I lend a book to you a few months ago?
Did I return it?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, good.
You borrowed it and you read it really quickly and gave it back. And yeah, it was some book about something successful people, what successful people do every day or something.
I just ate that book up.
Yeah, you know? That was a good
one. I liked
to
read voraciously.
Oh, yeah. I liked that one too. Cool.
Yeah, very cool. So lots of lending and borrowing. So today is a part of our top 15 fixes to tune up your Porsche.
Yes. Today is number 8 in the top 15. So we're just almost halfway through the top 15 fixes, which we're doing each Tuesday here at All Ears English. So today's topic is lend versus borrow. And I actually notice not so many mistakes with this, but I notice that English learners just completely avoid these words altogether because they're not sure how to use them.
Okay, so we've shown some awesome examples of how to use them, but let's break it down, Gabby. Yeah. What's the key to know the difference between borrow and lend?
Right, so lend is when if I lend a book to you, Lindsay, that means I give the book to you, Lindsay, temporarily. It means I want it back. Yeah. Yes. And so I think it's confusing because it depends on your point of view, right? So if I lend a book to you, Lindsay, how would you use lend talking about that same situation? Like if you were saying, oh, Gabby, what?
So Gabby lent the book to me and I borrowed the book from Gabby, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I could say Lindsay borrowed the book from me.
Right. So it depends on who's doing the action, right? You're right. The point of view.
Exactly.
That's what we think about when we interchange these verbs.
Yeah. Yeah. So we can simply say lend is to give, but again, it depends on your point of view, because if you say Gabby lent the book to me, well, it's the same as give, but we have to get the direction of the object straight in our minds, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I can see why this is a tricky one.
Yeah. And just to repeat, you know, the verbs in relationship to my situation with money, running out of cash here, I could say I borrowed cash from my coworker. My coworker lent cash to me.
Right. And so it's good to remember it with the preposition, right? You borrow something from someone and you lend something to someone. So that's a good way to remember it too.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, in the ebook, which actually you can get at allearsenglish.com/top15, in the ebook, I mentioned that sometimes people use just, for example, give or like, hey, can you... or can I, sorry, not give, but can I have your, umbrella for a minute? Or could you give me your umbrella for a minute?
Could you let me use your umbrella for a minute?
Exactly. Exactly. If you use one of those other verbs, but then add for a minute or for a little while, that sort of implies borrowing. Right.
Yeah, that's a way to get around the use of borrow. But don't get around the use of borrow, guys. Use it, because now you should understand it a little bit better.
It's actually better to say borrow, right? I think.
Yeah, because you want to be clear that you're going to give it back. And borrow means you are going to give it back.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, great. Yeah, I think that's pretty clear now, the difference between lend and borrow. So, yeah, thanks for listening. And again, you can find the whole ebook at allearsenglish.com/top15.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
If you want to put your ears into English more often, be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.